Morning, Carborough and Chapel Hill. This is WILP's Wake Up Call. WILP being the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. We come to you every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 o'clock and bring you some of the very important news of the day, both local and national. Today, it's local. Our guest today is one of our dear friends that we have had on here before, Reverend Robert Campbell, and he is here because this is always an evolving situation. And he is here to give us an update on what is happening with the Rogers Road Eubanks community in regards to the proposed waste transfer station. Good morning, Reverend Campbell.
Good morning, Carver and Chapel Hill residents. This is Minister Robert Campbell. I come today to try to enlighten the residents about what is going on with the waste transfer station site on Millhouse Road in the Rogers Eubanks neighborhood community here in Chapel Hill, Orange County.
Yeah, well, this has been like an unfolding story because the site was almost seemed to be picked out on 54, although there certainly are difficulties with that site. It didn't seem like the best one. And also some of the things, requirements had changed sort of overnight from 25 acres to what then?
10 acres.
To 10 acres. So it's where the story keeps changing and shifting. Mayor Foy kind of threw a wrench into things by suddenly proposing a site on Millhouse Road. And now there's another site being proposed. So can you catch us up on what that's all about?
Well, this is a site that is owned by Orange County. It is next to a site that have been earmarked for soccer fields in the future. Between the soccer field and the closed side of the unlined landfill, they have 10 acres that they think they can put a waste transfer station on. In regards of the traffic that's going to be generated, the submission of toxic fume from these trucks, and how it's going to affect the quality of life and the movement of traffic in this community, they think they can do this. They think they can put it there. There have not been no community input on this site. There have not been no community meeting about this site. This is a process where they are using separation of the community. They say, well, we'll put it on Millhouse, since Millhouse is not a part of the Rogers Eubanks community. How can you separate a community that was bound together by human and social development and economic development over 150 years?
So they had agreed that for the reasons of economic justice, that the Rogers Road community, which has suffered with all of our waste for 35 years, had agreed that this was not going to happen. But now they found this site on Millhouse Road, which is right in that neighborhood, but they're saying it's not. Isn't that part of it? And I think this is like a town way of looking at space or distance when you're in the country. What is it, a half a mile down the road? Or
it is... It's a little bit less than a half a mile.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the neighborhood, but somehow they're turning it around and setting a boundary that they say it's not in the neighborhood, which is another bureaucratic sleight of hand to get what they want, is what it sounds like, huh?
That is true.
Yeah.
We're looking at 37 years of saying, 37 years is enough. We talk about economic development. Here in the Rogers Road community, what separate the community? The waste operation that had been going on ever since 1972. Mm. There used to be where you could stand on Eckers Lane right off of Pierpoint Drive, and you could look over into the Millhouse Road. That is where farmers in the past used to carry all their grains to the mill to have it processed.
And the
economic connection.
Millhouse Road, the name comes from a real thing, from a real mill.
So when we talk about economics, who economics are you talking about? Are you talking about those who have the potential to fight a legal battle against a waste transfer station? Mm-hmm. Or are you talking about those that don't have the funding to do a legal fight against a waste transfer station? Mm-hmm. Why is it coming back into this community?
So it always comes down to, sadly, money. Money talks, and if you're in a community that's got enough money to mount a legal battle, they back off from considering. There's a lot of places that could be considered, but they're not even looking at them. And especially now that they're saying they can do it on a small, they don't need 25 acres, doesn't that open up a lot of other possibilities?
It does.
Yeah, but that's not even being explored. Tell us, it seems to me that Durham, isn't that a possibility?
It's still a possibility. Durham Solid Waste Management and the division have gone to their commissioners and have gotten the okay to continue talks with Orange County Waste Management. Mm-hmm. In talking with Orange County representatives from Solid Waste and from some of the members on the Solid Waste Advisory Board, Orange County want to be able to handle and control what is done with their own waste. In other words, it's just like a pickup basketball game. I bring the basketball, we're going to play the game our way. We don't want nobody else to tell us how to play.
Yeah, but it's not like they were going to control the waste. The whole idea of the transfer station is putting it on trucks and sending it off to Virginia, which a lot of people are saying is a terrible thing to do in the first place. And it seems like they're really not exploring ways that some other progressive communities are handling their waste, where they can turn it into something like, was it a methane or things like that? They're saying they don't have enough, but if they sent it to Durham, couldn't there be a regional response, like Durham and Orange County doing something to reuse or make something positive out of this?
That is true. We're looking at a process that if we move forward with this 10-acre site, we're going to intrude onto the unlined landfill in order for this operation to move forward. Also, if we think about what we're going to do in the future, look how long this process is taking now.
That's right.
If we look at a regional land transfer station site, it would be more practical for us to move in that direction because within 15 years, we'd be going through this process again.
That's
what we don't do. Put another waste transfer station site next to an already overburdened community. What are we going to do in 15 years or 20 years when this transfer station site is no longer usable?
And with Carolina North, I mean, this is going to make a huge increase in population and therefore waste. It just seems that they're not really looking ahead very much and just trying to do a stopgap measure. But speaking of a stopgap measure, at least they could buy time to really work with maybe the university with some more creative and ecologically sound ideas by going over the Durham with it to combine with them.
That is so true. You know, sometimes you listen at the conversation, they say, well, you know, this building is going to be the top of the arts. It's going to be a beautiful place. Mm. Well, you know, if you look at a stick of dynamite, it's in a nice, tight package. Mm-hmm. It looked good, but it could do great damage. And we're not looking at the environmental, ecological, and the adverse effect that this waste transfer station going to have.
Well, no matter how beautiful the building looks, there's going to be a constant stream of huge trucks rumbling, smelly huge trucks rumbling back and forth. And there is, for people's understanding, there is a school in that neighborhood.
Actually, there's two. Then you got the Emerson Waldorf School.
On the
end of Millhouse Road.
Then
you have one that is on the west side of Eubanks.
So we have two schools in the neighborhood, and you know, how is the neighborhood going to progress if it's just constantly dealing with garbage and trucks? The garbage is one part of it, but the trucks and the danger with two schools there of a constant stream of trucks going in and out. It's incredible that they're even considering it.
That is true. Well, you have another development that is coming up on Eubanks Road. You're talking about 150 units. You're talking about residential. Traffic going to increase. You got 50 units that's going up on Pier 4 Drive. Traffic going to increase. But think about it. In the future, do you want your child or do you want to come out to a gathering by a waste transfer station where your children are playing soccer next to a park area? What are we doing? What are we thinking? That we're going to use part of the land as a buffer between the waste transfer station and the soccer fields? But what about the air quality?
Yeah.
What about the effect of the particles that are moving through the air from this operation?
Well, you're talking about air, and now I think it comes to another big thing, and that's water.
Oh, yes.
So let's talk a little bit about your struggle to have the county recognize and pay attention to what's happening to the quality of water in the neighborhood.
Well, we know that waste management got a document back in 2008 showing that there was contamination that was moving off site of the waste transfer station, off of the landfill. So with that information, we decided what we need to do. Find out for ourselves, even though they dug some new test wells and no test wells came up contaminated. So our concern then was, well, what about the residential drinking water?
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a survey during the summer, and we found out that it was widespread groundwater and surface water contamination. We are not trying to find out where this contamination is coming from, but we just wanted to see and show that the water is out of compliance with state and federal regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are working with the Orange County Health Department now to come up and do another survey to see how severe this contamination or the problem with drinking water and sewage in this community.
So you've been doing some testing on your own?
Yes, we got a grant through the UNC Gilead Department of Health at UNC.
Public health.
And with Engineer Without Borders, we train residents on how to collect and package and ship the water to a lab to be tested. And the test results from that water show that there's widespread contamination.
Well, you would think that would be it. You know, if you have a lot of people living near a landfill and their water's not contaminated, it seems like it should be illegal to continue making it toxic. They're developing a toxic site there.
Well, you know, that is one of the things that we've been told over the years. You can't prove it. So we are in the process. We're not trying to prove that it's coming from the landfill, but we are saying that there's something that is causing this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you know, the Orange County Community Development that we're going to apply for grant funding for infrastructure, well, they couldn't use our data because they did not have a county representative
mm-hmm.
with us when we collected it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're in the process of working together with them so they can use the data in case we do find severe problems.
Okay. Well, so has the county agreed to that?
Well, we're working with the health department representative and the community development director. And on the 17th of November, we are hoping that the director will get approval to move forward with the survey from the Orange County Board of Commissioners.
So November 17th, what is that? That's a meeting? Tell us about that.
That's the Orange County regular meeting that is going to occur on the 17th at the Southern Human Service Building at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And hopefully that the director of the health department for Orange County we'll ask the Orange County Commissioners, can they move forward and can they get the funding to do this?
So he's on the agenda.
She is. Ms. Summers is on the agenda
to make that request. Do you have any idea of how many commissioners are favorable to this or where they stand?
Well, I believe all of them is favorable. It is a process that they want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
In order for them to move forward on the promise to help find funding for infrastructure, mm-hmm. I believe all of them will be favorable to this. It'll either approve either or not.
Wow, so a lot is riding on this. So November 17th, this would be good to tell our listeners that this has been such a long-standing, controversial issue in this community that has been going on for, I don't know how many years now. It feels like forever. And so we would just like to encourage our listeners to please go in support of the Rogers Road Eubanks community and be there to show your support to our fellow citizens who have been bearing the brunt of all of our garbage and waste for 37 years. I was saying 35. It's 37 years. And it seemed like it was almost settled that it was not going to happen there. And now it's been raised its ugly head again, this issue. And Reverend Campbell, you have been in the forefront of this struggle for so long. You are when I think of this issue, I think of you as the spokesperson for a long-suffering community. We're going to take a break right now and let you know that you are listening to Wilps Wake Up Call. WILF is the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And you can find out more about us. We are going to be celebrating our 75th year in this community next year. But we are also part of a national organization that was started in 1915. So we're one of the oldest ongoing peace and justice organizations in the country, and we're very proud of that. If you'd like to learn more about us and come to some of our meetings or see many of the things that we're doing besides this radio program, you can go to trianglewilp.org. And remember, in WILP, I'm trying to pronounce it good, there's a P, WILPF, trianglewilp.org. Also, we are very happy to let you know that we have a underwriter that we also are proud of, Internationalist Bookstore on 405 West Franklin Street. And that is a community-run, volunteer-run, similar to this station, bookstore that has the kind of books, a lot of them progressive, political, that you don't get in the chains. And they are also very happy to order any book that you might want to get that they don't have. And you can find out more about them at internationalistbooks.org. And if you're finding it in and out, if you're having difficulty hearing this program, you can stream it at WCOMFM.org. I guess I should have warned you in the beginning of this to have your pencil or pen ready. There's a lot of things to write down to keep up with all of this. But I want to get back to our guest this morning. We're talking with Reverend Robert Campbell about a longstanding issue of social justice, economic justice, racial justice in this community that's been festering for many years. And while we thought it was almost going to be solved, not solved, but improved not too long ago, that another site would be chosen for our garbage, for the landfill, and now they want to have a waste transfer station because the landfill is almost full. It's been 37 years that this community has had to put up with the smells and also the danger to water and air. And that's what's in the process of trying to make the commissioners, help the commissioners understand and realize that this has become a toxic site that is affecting the air, and now they're trying to prove how it's affecting the water, and that this community needs some help and relief, and they need to come up with a more ecological and more social justice way of solving this long-standing problem. Reverend Campbell, you talked about November 17th. So this is what we're hoping people will come to the county commissioners meeting.
Oh, yes. We need all the support we can.
Yes.
If we show the commissioners that it's not just a concern for the Rogers Eubanks Mill House Road community.
Right.
It's a concern about how we deal with our waste. How do we control what we throw away? How do we control where our waste is going to go? And who is it going to affect once they leave our community?
Yeah, so this is a local problem, but it's all over the country. People are trying to deal with, for one thing, we generate an enormous amount of waste. And I guess one thing I was hoping with this recession that people would really think about not buying so much, not using so much, reusing things. Recycling is an issue that we're getting better at, but we have a long way to go. When you hear about how they do things in Europe, they are much more careful with packaging and all this other stuff that we're just learning. It's like we're in kindergarten, learning how to do better, because this is not going to go away. This is going to be so November 17th, we're asking people to come out and support. Now, there's a group that has been supporting the SEER. What does SEER stand for?
SEER stands for the Coalition to End Environmental Racism. We also have OCOC, which under a new name is Justice United.
Justice United has taken on this issue, too. So there is a lot of support from the entire community for their working out a just solution to this enormous problem. So that is good. And we're asking all these people who are supporting to come out on November 17th in support, but make a sign if you can, support the Rogers Road Eubanks community, or put down SEER, supporting SEER, so that the commissioners really, because that makes a difference with politicians to know where the votes are, how many people are really concerned about this. So I think when I talked to you last week, also there was something that you all were going to be doing on the 21st.
Yes. We're having what we call Unity in the Community cleanup in the Rogers Eubanks Millhouse Homestead Road area. We're also going to have a community meeting to inform the community about the results of the water survey. We're also going to...
And what time is this going to be?
It's going to be from 11:30 to 12:30.
Going
to be the community meeting.
And this is going to be...
And from 12:30 to 1:30 going to be the community cleanup. But then on the 22nd...
Okay, but this Unity in the Community meeting, we need to let people know where it's going to be.
Well, it's going to be at Faith Tabernacle, 8005 Rogers Road, basically to inform the community about the water survey and about how to fill out the new survey that will take place.
Okay, so this is going to be at 11:30 at the Faith Tabernacle Church on Rogers Road. That this has been a church that's right in the middle of all of this struggle, and this is where a lot of the meetings to get together are held. So many of us know where it is, but it's easy to find. And please come down to Rogers Road and Unity in the Community. I love that.
Oh, yes. it's bringing all the residents, faculty, and students around the campus and the Chapel Hill and Carver together to do a work that will continue throughout the years. I want to take the opportunity at this time to thank Bishop Alan McMillan,
yes,
the pastor of Faith Tabernacle Church, for opening her doors to the community, that we may have a place where the community can meet and resolve some of the issues in our community. Also, if there's an engineer out there that can do a survey on this new site, please contact us.
Okay, so we need somebody with some engineering background to work with the Rogers Road Eubanks community on this. Okay, well, what about, you mentioned earlier, Engineers Without Borders. I've heard of Doctors Without Borders. This is this is interesting. So they've given some technical support?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
They were one of the groups that came in and helped train us on how to collect water for water testing.
Okay.
They have been very instrumental in some of the things that we are doing. They spearheaded along with Arena Community Projects. The cleanup. We are going out and going to assist some of the elderly in our community with yard work, even power washing some of their homes, and just brightening up the community.
Yeah. Oh, that is wonderful. I mean, out of this, I would almost want to use the word tragedy, because it's tragic that this is promises have been broken over and over again, and it's now 37 years, and it was supposed to be 10 years when it was initially put in there. And this pile of garbage has grown and grown to becoming like a mountain of garbage. But out of this really tragedy, the community is pulling together, and that is always a good thing, because we see so little of it today, where people, you know, are strangers to each other. So the Rogers Road Eubanks community, out of necessity, but the good thing is that they are pulling together and organizing themselves and trying to help each other out. That's wonderful. That part is wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, well, so we're all invited, right, to come out?
Oh, yes.
On November 21st, that's a Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
Okay, for unity in the community at Faith Tabernacle Church, and the wonderful Bishop Ida McMillan has made her church a real community center, a real focal point, and that, again, is a wonderful thing for, and to me, that's what a church should be. It should be there with the people. That to me is what church hopefully should mean, and that is wonderful. So we have November 17th with the Orange County Commissioners, November 21st, Unity in the Community at Faith Tabernacle Church at 11:30. And I think you'd mentioned something else, too.
Yes, a Unity in the Community Fellowship on that Sunday, the 22nd. We want to show our gratitude and thanks to Bishop Alan McMillan. We want all those who have worked with us on this issue and have come into the community to help us. If they can attend church service on that Sunday, church service starts at 10 a.m., come and fill the house. Just show our gratitude to Bishop Alla McMillan and all that she have done and is doing for this community.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I know I'm going to be there, and I hope that a lot of our listeners, because I think this is not a new issue for our listeners. We've had you on 3 or 4 times before. The papers have given reasonably good coverage. The Carborough Citizen particularly, I think, did a series some months back that was really, really well-written and in-depth, not just given some catchy headline. Dick Paddock is our engineer for today here at the station for every Friday, I shouldn't just say today, and he's given the signal that we have 1 minute left. Reverend Campbell, I'm just going to tell people again to go to www.rogersroad.wordpress.com is what's your last word here?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yes. Once we are engaged, then we find that we can work together and we can make change. It's not all about in my backyard, mm-hmm. but it's about how do we help change the way we throw away our trash.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.